Sweetest Day is Saturday. You'll find the ultimate gifts for romance at Lover's Lane. From sensuous lingerie to games for lovers, toys, and other bedroom essentials, bring you and the one you love closer together. This Saturday during Sweetest Day, find the store nearest you at loverslane.com.
Lover's Lane is slashing prices of all Halloween costumes to the bone. 60, 70, 80% off. Don't be a full-price zombie. Save up to 80% on your costume only at Lover's Lane.
New CBS Tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
All right, your phone calls at the top of the hour, 312-644-6767. No break. We're going to the update, and we're getting right back into your Bears Monday and your Cubs Monday, because we've got the same questions you have about what happens with the Cubs bullpen going from here on, and Mitchell Trubisky is on everyone's mind as well.
Yeah, callers, hang in. We're going to do a quick listen-in to Joe Maddon to hear what he said to reporters today. And a reminder, we are out tomorrow. The Bernstein and Goff Show.
Yes.
As part of your Score coverage, as we have you covered from the park at Wrigley tomorrow from 1 to 6, followed by the Cubs pregame show with Mark Grody before game 3 of the NLCS. It's brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line, the official freight carrier of Major League Baseball and the Cubs. So we are looking forward to that, and always nice to be out. But you're going to hear from Joe Maddon in just a couple moments after an update, and then we got Some speaks with the peeps on the Score.
The Dodgers are up on the Cubs 2-0 in the NLCS. Keep it here as we continue to analyze this series. And don't miss Pat and Ron's hometown call of Game 3 tomorrow. Our pregame coverage starts at 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the defending World Series champion Chicago Cubs. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2. Chicago, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back at Ryan Field on Saturday against Iowa. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Let's start with baseball.
So Bunnett down the third baseline in Los Angeles, and all of a sudden we took off after that. We need to hit a couple balls hard consecutively. I think that's what it comes down to. And then once we're able to do that, we'll gain our offensive mojo back.
That was Cubs manager Joe Maddon on what his team needs to do to get back into the NLCS. Dodgers currently leading the series 2-0 after last night's win over the Cubs. Game 3 at Wrigley Field tomorrow night. Kyle Hendricks facing off with Yu Darvish. Bears will have the day off tomorrow after yesterday's win over Baltimore. Then they'll begin prepping for Carolina on Wednesday. Monday Night Football tonight, Indianapolis at Tennessee, right here on The Score. Eddie Olczyk will return to the booth for the Blackhawks when they play on Wednesday night. He'll work as his health allows while he continues to battle cancer. And in college basketball, Louisville's Board of Athletics has officially voted to terminate Rick Pitino's contract. Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. Your chance to start earning extra money begins now. Amazon is hiring part-time associates in Crest Hill. Apply today at amazon.com/JolietJobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tomorrow when the Cubs take on the Dodgers at 6 o'clock right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Joe Maddon had a sit-down with reporters today talking about the aftermath of Game 2 and also discussing the plans for what's upcoming.
It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. You can check out our live video stream at 670thescore.com and watch 670thescore.com. Brought to you by American Needle. Follow them on Instagram at American Needle. We know it's a Cubs Monday. We know it's a Bears Monday. We're taking your phone calls at 312-644-6767. Maybe you just jump into your car or jumping on the Metro. Or jumping on the red line or the brown line and saying, all right, what are these fools talking about and how can I get into the conversation?
Well, we want you to also react to what we've been discussing all day, and that is Joe Maddon's bad night. Maybe a bad couple of nights, but
he didn't help himself, and his players don't help him when they can't get outs either.
But he always is willing to talk about it.
Doesn't matter. Listen, when you run a baseball, first of all, social media... The moment I start worrying about that, I really need to retire. Second of all, that was all predetermined last night again. Wade was not warming up to come into the game. Wade was just probably testing his arm at that point. We had talked about it before the game, up and in. For those that aren't involved in Major League Baseball or professional baseball in general, when a guy's throwing too much, it's very important to not drive him, as the saying goes. Get him up and then put him back down and then bring him back in later. So I wasn't going to do that. So Wade knew that going into the game. It was going to be with a save. We caught the lead. He's in the game. So whatever the narrative is, it's really a false narrative. He was not coming into that game until he grabbed the lead. He was not going to pitch more than three outs. That's it. Yes. Oh, yeah. Listen, this guy just did yeoman kind of work. I love that word. In Washington and was not prepared to go more than three outs. I don't understand why that's difficult to understand. And furthermore, you have to also understand it wasn't the last game of the year or the second of the last game of the year. It was about winning eight more games. All these things are factors. So I really hope that you all understand that social media doesn't count at all. Twitter doesn't count at all. And really, as sports writers, you should do a better job than relying on Twitter to write a story, quite frankly.
Straight ahead in the back.
Yes, sir.
Joe,
yes, sir.
Any thoughts about any changes in your lineup for tomorrow night? And then does this seem like a similar situation to you than midway through the championship series last year?
It's eerily similar, you're right. And, yes, I am considering a couple, like one, maybe one or two little items. You know, their ability to match up in the latter part of the game is obvious. And part of that's just based on the fact we haven't been able to really grab a substantial lead that would prevent that. So, yes, I mean, I'm looking at maybe one or two little nuanced kind of things. But in general, this is who we are, like I said before. I have a ton of faith and trust in our guys. But if there's something we could do maybe to tweak it a little bit, we may try to do that. And I haven't decided completely yet. I'm going through a discussion like with different guys, just looking at some information kind of stuff. And what I like to do is the night before the game, which will be tonight, obviously, I like to text out the lineup so the guys know in advance of tomorrow what's going to happen, and I'll do that later.
And second part of that, last year in the championship series, you had a lot of slumping guys and a team not scoring.
Right.
You said early summer.
Yeah. I mean, it took us a bunt to get going last year. Remember that? Zoe bunted down the third baseline in Los Angeles, and all of a sudden we took off after that. I really, we need to hit a couple balls hard consecutively. I think that's what it comes down to. And then once we're able to do that, we'll gain our offensive mojo back. That's all that's going on. But even the Washington series was kind of the same, and we didn't score a whole bunch of points there either outside of the one game. And that wasn't just based on, you know, bludgeoning the other side offensively. A lot of close games in Washington, a lot of close games here. They got us twice, and we'll be ready to play tomorrow night.
Right here in front?
Yep. Yep. Well, honestly, the guys went through a lot in Washington. We sat on the tarmac. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and make excuses, but it was a tough couple days to go out to L.A. under those circumstances. I talked about it, I think, in my original comments out there that I'm looking forward to the day off so the boys could get back here and regroup. I obviously wanted to win one out of those two. We didn't. That's reality. There's reality and then there's fantasy. People like to tend to deal with fantasy. It's reality. So we got to come back here and get ourselves back together. Listen, you're talking about KB and Riz. We're not sitting here with four teams left playing in the major leagues right now without those two guys. And so none of that's lost on me. And I inherited something from my dad, and that was patience. So you got to be patient right now. You got to keep putting the boys back out there. You keep believing in them, and then eventually it comes back to you.
Joe, being down 0-2 in the series, is there anybody you'd rather have on the mound than Kyle Hendricks?
Well, no, I mean, listen, even the other night, the fifth game in Washington, we felt good about it. But we have a lot of guys on our team.
I
have a lot
of
faith
guys.
But it's nice. I mean, Kyle, with the normal rest, coming back tomorrow night, he's had success against these guys in the past, especially in his building. I feel really good about it. And by tomorrow night, the bullpen should be pretty much back to normalcy. So we'll see.
Anthony, back in the middle.
Hey, yes, sir. Hey, buddy.
Obviously, the Dodgers bullpen's been kind of on another level here in these playoffs. What kind of challenge has that presented, and does it create kind of a sense of urgency early in games?
Yeah, I mean, they have been they've been really good, but they are good. I mean, I think they led the National League in everything. We were like third. Like I said, they got us at the right time. Obviously, we have to regroup. We have to. There's certain things we have to do better. And I have total faith we can get to their bullpen. There's certain adjustments we have to make in order to do that. They're good. Listen, they're able to match up. Moro, in particular, is a secret weapon out there. Maeda being the bullpen now obviously is added to it. But their closer is he's the linchpin, obviously. The guy that's a little bit otherworldly in regards to what he's able to do. Because he pitches multiple innings with minimal pitches, too. That's part of his allure. So all those things are going on. We have to do a better job there. Like I said before, I have so much faith in our guys. We'll make the adjustments, and we'll come back and play tomorrow.
And that was the key, Dan, was the Kenley Jansen two innings that you knew you were going to get no matter what. He was going to shut down your lineup, but the problem is you're not extending the game.
Right, this idea
something to happen.
Wade Davis was, he only had three outs.
I want him for the save.
Then get those outs when you can get those outs.
He wants him for the save.
That's ridiculous.
He wants him with a lead.
Stop thinking about the term save. Forget there is such thing as a save. It's all about high leverage outs when those outs can be grabbed, and you got him up. You didn't want to dry bleep him. So here's an idea. Put him in the game.
You put John Lackey in a position where a 38-year-old pitcher who's never done this before shouldn't have to.
Basically told you that, too, afterwards.
Yeah, if you know, I've never been in this situation before.
Right, if you know how to speak John Lackey, you knew what was being said right
there. He's a prideful dude.
But you know what, too? Also, for Madden to hide behind the whole social media thing, yeah. Come on. This is mainstream media.
Not a basis for your column. Come on. You know how many people who are criticizing
TNT
you?
Right after the game. Right, the very national broadcast immediately upon the conclusion of the game.
And what the Cubs do on social media, I don't think you want to be doing that either.
Yeah, the Cubs are a really active and, mm-hmm. and well-run really social media presence and really entertaining. But so to demean that, it's just social media. No.
It's just a different vehicle of getting your thoughts out.
Right.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah, Joe Sheehan is not doing that, and quote-unquote, on social media. Dave Cameron is doing it on Fangraphs.com. These people that are laying out these things, and it's okay. Why the fear?
One of my first thoughts of this show.
Say,
what's wrong with saying, hey, I screwed that up, and my guys got five chances to pick me up four different times now.
I'm sorry I put Lack in that position. I'm probably having it to do all over again.
What happens there? Cubs fans don't love him any less, do they?
It's like Mike Francesa. Like at some point, if you said that there was a guy named Al Albuquerque and somebody said it, you said he didn't exist, and then you find out, say, hey, you know what? I didn't know there was a guy named Al Albuquerque.
Silly things happen.
And now I know, and I thought the name sounded too stupid.
But have you gotten to the point where the emperor is walking butt naked down Main Street and still think he has on clothes? Because we're not at that point, but it's why do you feel necessary to muscle up every time someone questions you?
If people have been around baseball, people would know they've been around.
It's
you don't have to be that guy.
Don't. Because you're not.
You're a made guy.
You don't put yourself in that position of being the old crusty baseball manager.
Right.
So why? Why revert to the default of being old, crusty baseball manager?
And you're a
in those
made
situations.
Guy, and you're good at what you do, and you're a world champion,
World
and you're a really, really good leader. And so it's sometimes you can question a tactic or two.
He's enthusiastic about people second guessing him until they do it.
This is Sterling and Valpo on the Score.
How you doing, guys?
Fine.
Thanks for taking my call. I know I may get a little hate back from you guys for this.
A little what?
A little hate back from this.
Hate back? I'm not here to hate anybody.
you're right, Dan. My comment is, Wade Davis isn't Aroldis Chapman, that's for sure. You know, we've learned that. So I understand why everyone wants Wade Davis in the game at that point.
Yeah.
However, call me crazy, but I know everyone's hating Joe Madden for bringing.
No, they're not. Stop using that word. Stop using that word. People are reasonably criticizing his decision making.
Criticizing. Thank you. There's a better word.
Analyzing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. So here's my thing. The Cubs bullpen is obviously shot right now.
So you're making an even better. You're making even more of an argument to go to Wade Davis in that moment.
My only thing is. With how bad the bullpen has been, and clearly how Joe's not showing the trust.
You're saving him for outs that he won't pitch.
Do you think, I mean, our team looks deflated right now. Oh, do you think, just maybe, he was thinking, bring in John Lackey.
He thought the game was over? You think he thought the game was over at 1-1?
Absolutely not, no. No, but do you think that maybe, just maybe, he was thinking, bring in John Lackey, we're going to get that spark of energy, he's going to get that out.
What do you mean by, no, let's spark of energy, forget that. You can only get the outs you can get at the time. You have to extend the game and do what is in the best interest of getting the other team out.
Okay, well, in that sense, gracias also, go Cubs, and let's hope it's not over just yet.
Gracias Oso is thanks
bear.
Bear.
That is what Joe Maddon says to the coom dog when he does his pregame feature with him.
Oh, thanks bear.
Next call.
In Champaign, Eric is on the score. Hello, Eric.
Hey, guys. You piqued my interest a little while back when you were mentioning oysters, and you haven't really lived right until you've had char-grilled oysters in New Orleans in the French Quarter. I don't know if you've had those before, but...
Of course I have not. You can... There's many places to get them.
I only had beignets and hurricanes and bad strip shows.
And I don't know... I don't remember if it's the Acme Oyster House is the place that was recommended, but you can get oysters any way you want them. I prefer them just raw in the half shell myself.
Gotcha. Well, I wanted to throw a comment in about the Illini, if I could, being in Champaign. I don't know if people are keeping an eye on what Lovey's...
You know what, Eric?
They're not, Eric.
We're not talking Illini today.
They're not, Eric.
Nobody.
You better get your Mitchell Trubisky point in now.
Yeah, because my screen says you called to talk about the Bears, because had my screen said Illini, I would not
Eric,
have punched you
don't you,
you
dare.
Up.
Don't you dare.
That's fine. Let's go to the Bears. You know, without Rodgers on the Packers, the Bears roster is almost identical, I would think, to that team. I mean, it's amazing what one guy difference can make. For a roster.
They got Devontae Adams and Marty B, and they got some weapons there. Packers are talented. Packers are one of the best three or four teams in the NFC with Aaron Rodgers healthy. It's not the same deal. Maybe we should let him talk Illinois. Not a second.
They lost to Rutgers.
It's the first time they've won a Big Ten game in, what, 3 or 4 years?
They lost
since they jumped in the conference.
Rutgers.
Right? Is it their first road Big Ten win in the conference, if I'm not mistaken?
All right, we will do more as...
We're not going to do more.
No, not of that. Not of that. But we'll punch some more buttons. This segment brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Ready for a bad cold and flu season? A cold is a cold, but flu brings fever. Be prepared with the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, backed by medical professionals everywhere. I got a bank of blinking lights here that could only bring more joy.
Yikes.
312-644-6767. Yakatow! You got the score.
Good stuff. Good luck tonight.
Gracias, socio.
Hey, it's Hanley here from the Mully and Hanley Show. Mornings 5 till 9. Oh, boy. The Dodgers are up 2-0 on the Cubs in the NLCS. Say it ain't so. There's lots more Cub-Dodgers talk to come. And don't miss Pat and Ron's hometown call of Game 3 tomorrow. Our extended pregame show starts at 6 sharp. It's all on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's official radio home of the defending World Series champion, Chicago Cubs. Coverage brought to you by State Farm, proud partner of the Cubs.
This is Tiki Barber with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by ZipRecruiter, the hiring site that finds qualified candidates fast. Last week, in a not-too-surprising move, the New Orleans Saints decided to get rid of disgruntled running back Adrian Peterson by trading him to the Arizona Cardinals. Against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday, AP rushed for a season-high 134 yards and 2 touchdowns on 26 carries. As a result, the Bucs had to respect the run, which allowed Carson Palmer to have his most effective day of the season, putting up 38 points on their way to an important home win. On the other side of the deal, the Saints and Sean Payton were unencumbered from trying to force Peterson carries and were able to feed Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara 44 touches to the tune of 237 total yards and 2 touchdowns in a mostly dominating win over the Lions. In-season trades aren't too common in the NFL, but ones like this kind of make you wish they were. I'm Tiki Barber.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't be alarmed, but I think there's a guy following you. Maybe we should get that guard dog we talked about? Nothing too scary, maybe like a Bichon with an attitude? You know, Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats at no extra cost, so... Wait, the guy stood up when I stood up. He's on the phone. He's looking right at me. Oh, wait, it's just my reflection. Don't tell anyone about this.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
For the ones who get it done.
Are you at least... Stop it! Are you... Just stop. Like a bad Ringo Starr impersonation and screwing me up. You're doing that again. Are you at least 62 and looking to purchase a home? Then you need to call David Hochberg, Vice President of Pearl Mortgage, about securing a reverse mortgage loan. David's been talking about reverse mortgages for years, but listeners are still skeptical. So David would like to introduce Jack Guttentag, Professor of Finance Emeritus at the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania. And according to Professor Guttentag, purchasing a home with a reverse mortgage has the great advantage that it doesn't impose a monthly payment burden on the borrower. So let's review. David and Professor Guttentag both agree that financing a home with a reverse mortgage is excellent for home buyers at least 62 years old. So if you are securing a mortgage, you should work with the best. And the best in the mortgage business, especially reverse mortgages, is Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. The only call you need to make when securing a mortgage is to David, 312-751-1333, or visit pearldavid.com. David's helped thousands of score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333, or visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois residential mortgage license C4358, NMLS 191.
Sweetest day is Saturday. You'll find the ultimate gifts for romance at Lover's Lane. From sensuous lingerie to games for lovers, toys, and other bedroom essentials, bring you and the one you love closer together. This Saturday, during Sweetest Day, find the store nearest you at loverslane.com.
Lover's Lane is slashing prices of all Halloween costumes to the bone. 60, 70, 80% off. Don't be a full price zombie. Save up to 80% on your costume only at Lover's Lane.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pro customers buy building supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 20% every day. Buy in bulk and save up to 20% on concrete, gypsum, and gypsum accessories. At Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Discount applies to contractor pack items. Minimum purchase required, U.S. only.
Morning, Jim. Want to try a new mocha latte chino?
Just a coffee. Why's everything got to be so complicated? Like those new smart meters.
That's not complicated. ComEd smart meters give you access to more online tools and programs. They put you in control of your energy use, so you can save a little or a lot, Tay.
Oh, I get it. Make that coffee a large. No latte.
That's smarter power made simple. Learn more at ComEd.com/smartmeter. ComEd, powering lives.
Here's a list of reasons why AT&T Prepaid is a great choice.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
I just said that.
It's worth repeating.
AT&T Prepaid has no annual contracts.
And AT&T's reliable network.
Switch to AT&T Prepaid to get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. Requires new line of service, $45 or $65 plan, and auto pay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources. Fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
Napa Know How.
There are lots of amazing cars on the road, but perhaps none more amazing than the paid-off car. It may not be pretty, but the price is right. Heck, if you keep that thing running, it'll actually start paying you. Because with Napa Rewards, for every $100 you spend, you'll get $5 off. So keep your car running longer, stronger with Napa Rewards, and watch the savings start rolling in. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
There's a season for everything. And right now, it's save up to 30% on appliances season at the Home Depot with special buys on innovative appliances that do more. Like a GE high-efficiency washer and electric dryer. Your clothes get cleaner without the damage, and they're just $586 each. Save $425 on the pair. Savings are in season with up to 30% off appliances at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only. Gas dryer extra. See store for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That defense is playing its arse off. They don't stop, and they hit. You had a lot of guys doing some good stuff and a lot of big hits in that game.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Time to shed some light on light bulbs. Don't just settle for any light bulb. Make sure it's the right bulb. And that means where you buy them matters. Right now at the Home Depot, a 10-pack of Fight LED bulbs is $12.88. That's just $1.29 a bulb, and they last up to 10 years, which means you'll save now and save even more in the long run. The right bulb in all the right styles, colors, shapes, and sizes. Like a 10-pack of Fight LED light bulbs, just $12.88. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Life is compared to industry standard sequence 4A.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Yasiel Puig standing by with Sam Ryan. Take it away, Sam.
Your first career postseason home run. That is your fourth hit off a lefty this postseason. What has been the difference for you?
What do you say, my first one?
Your fourth.
No, but I say you said my first home run in the postseason.
Your first of the first home run.
No, I have one more. Have we in 2013 or 14 week when I faced Cardinals? But that's a lot of years ago. Nobody remembered that.
My man,
I love him.
Let me tell you something right now. I will never forget when someone told me, "Hey, the Dodgers have the Cuban Bo Jackson." And I'm like, all right, I'll take a look at some of the video or whatever. And I was checking him out. And then the ESPN, the magazine piece came out about him. He is one of those athletes that I will never break up with, no matter how much they don't fulfill their potential. I enjoy the theater that is Yasiel Puig.
There are two.
Every bit of him, man.
I know bobbleheads.
I know
bobbleheads are popular.
That's my dude.
If somebody could find me a Yasiel Puig stuffed animal, I would sleep with it like a teddy bear. The only other one would be a Stan Van Gundy.
Yeah.
The two sports figures I would just like an adorable stuffed animal version of. It's either, you know, like you keep them on the dresser, or maybe, mm-hmm. you know, if you're scared, you can kind of, you know, cuddle it. It would be a Stan Van Gundy and a Yasiel Puig.
I go back to the Kanye West.
He's awesome.
The Kanye West line of, you know, everybody feels a way about Ye, but at least you feel something. Yasiel Puig is that way.
Everybody licks his bat.
Well, if you can, you know.
Did you see that?
Lick him if you got him.
I thought he was just smelling the smoke from the foul ball.
No, he does it quite often.
He's tasting his bat.
Yeah, he wants to be one with his bat.
Wants the full sensory experience, pleasuring his bat.
You're in the bar. You're with friends who are Cubs fans who want him to fail so mightily. Like, that's what the game needs. The game needs fabric, the game needs textures, and difference of opinions and baseball styles and all those other things. Like, the game, for every Chris Bryant, there needs to be a Yasiel Puig. For every one of them. For every Deion Sanders, there needs to be a Barry Sanders and Walter Payton. Like, it makes the game, you know, it's a little something for you. You know, if you don't like the carrots in the stew, there's some beef for you. There's some broccoli. There's some potatoes, whatever. Yasiel Puig is that athlete that I will never, ever, ever break up with. I thought he was going to be a 30 guy from, you know, for years to come. He's obviously had some off-the-field things. This year, he was late for one early batting practice, so he got his act together this year, and Dave Roberts has done what he can.
Why do you think I gravitate to NBA knuckleheads? I always have, whether it's been Steven Jackson or Rashid. I mean, just guys like that are just, that's kind of what makes it fun. You don't want everybody to be the same.
Nah, man.
Right?
Nah, especially in a sport where they take 90 seconds in between, you know, initiating the action.
Carlos in Burr Ridge is on the score. What's happening, Carlos?
Hey, guys. My question was about Tariq Cohen, and if you guys see, like, a Darren Sproles role.
Well, that's why they drafted him.
Yeah, that's easy comp. I mean, I don't think he's that good, but that's why they drafted him.
Yeah, Pace trying to put together his little New Orleans.
Right.
You know, Jimmy Graham is, by the way, we got to figure out why Adam Shaheen can't run
play
routes.
Football.
Like, they got him out there a lot. There are a lot of two and three tight end sets, but Adam rarely has the ball coming his way.
He's bigger than everybody. You know, get it there to him, maybe.
Point
in
his direction.
Please tell whatever you got to do, draw something up that doesn't have tight ends coming to the opposite side of the formation to block elite pass rushers.
Deion Sims.
Okay, whether it's Terrell Suggs or we saw the same thing happen with Clay Matthews, stop calling plays that are asking them to seal an edge against somebody who's better at what they
stop
do for a living.
Stop asking Deion Sims to do that.
Yeah. That's
maybe you think they're getting a running start at it or whatever, but yeah.
Like a Wham block kind of thing, or members of Wham block. Andrew Ridgely is coming up trying to get the double team block. No, it's
a problem.
It's not good. And by the way, what the outro to the pregame conversation between Joe Madden and Ron Coomer, it's not gracias oso, which is a little unsettling.
Calling
him Bear.
Evan Gattis.
That's Evan Gattis. Gracias socio.
Good stuff. Good luck tonight.
Gracias socio.
Gracias socio. Thanks, partner.
Okay. He's not saying thanks dirty because that's gracias sucio, right?
Gracias sucio. Dirty thanks.
There's a lot of those after a win.
Yeah, right.
A little dirty thanks for you over here.
Right.
A little dirty thanks for you over there.
You go in a lot of different directions with gracias oso, too, right?
Yeah, true. Very true.
Good luck tonight.
Gracias sucio.
All of a sudden, you're getting beat over the head with a rubber fist.
Doug in Deerfield, you're on the score. What's happening, Doug?
Hi, guys. I kind of agree with Madden's decisions yesterday. He had a tough game to manage. Lester only went 4 2/3 innings, so he had to use up most of his bullpen. I thought he did a very good job using the bullpen up until the ninth. They had a couple choices besides Wade Davis. They could have left Dunsing in to face Taylor, or they could have brought in Montgomery, either one of those. They weren't going to pinch Rodon. So if you're not going to...
Why warm him up?
Right.
But if you're not going to... Yeah, I agree with that. I guess they had him warmed up in the eighth in case they got the lead, so they would use him in the ninth. But since they didn't...
But the in cases, all these in cases, that's managing a game that's not in front of you. And the guy to get the outs you need to keep the game going was getting warm and ready to go, and he didn't put him in.
But that wasn't the purpose for getting them warmed up. The purpose was if they got the lead.
It doesn't. No, the purpose should be to get outs.
Extend the game.
You don't save those outs that you may never not have to get.
Extend the game.
Yeah, that doesn't
save the arm.
No, you don't. No, you don't. If you're getting him warmed to pitch an inning, put him in.
Well, here's where I have my biggest complaint is that Lackey comes in. He throws two fastballs and gets a 1-2 count on Taylor. And then throws three breaking balls. Contreras kept coming out to the mound because they were calling fastballs from the bench. And Lackey, being stubborn, continues to want to throw breaking balls, which he couldn't get over the plate.
Either way, he shouldn't have been in. The point is he shouldn't have been in. That shouldn't have been a problem because he shouldn't have been in.
Right. But relievers come into a game for a reason.
All right, this guy's not.
Yeah, relievers are used to certain situations. That's the whole point.
Scoreboard update.
5:31 in the Northwestern Football Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back at Ryan Field on Saturday against Iowa. Kickoff at 11 a.m. Tickets are on sale at nusports.com. Game 3 of the NLCS between the Cubs and Dodgers will be tomorrow night at Wrigley Field. The Dodgers leading the series 2-0 after last night's win over the Cubs in L.A. Kyle Hendricks will face off with Yu Darvish. Pregame starts right here on the score at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Meanwhile, Game 3 between the Yankees and Astros tonight. Houston leads the series 2-0. CeCe Sabathia facing Charlie Morton. The Bears got their first road win in 2 years in overtime against Baltimore yesterday. They take on Carolina in Week 7. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers will have surgery on his broken collarbone. He could be done for the year. Steelers wide receiver Martavis Bryant asking for a trade. Monday Night Football tonight, Indianapolis at Tennessee, right here on the score. And the Bulls today waived forward Jarrell Eddy and center Diamond Stone and claimed guard Kay Felder off waivers.
I know.
No more Diamond Stone?
Superstars.
No more Jarrell Eddy?
Oh, nope. Man.
What am I going to do, Julie?
You're going to root for Kay Felder.
Well, he's the only man in the NBA that's smaller than you, probably.
What about Wee Willie Smith?
Oh, Jesus. All right, back to you, Julie.
Let's see. The football postgame show on The Score is being presented by Inspire Medical Systems. Take control of your sleep apnea. Visit inspiresleep.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tomorrow when the Cubs take on the Dodgers at 6 o'clock right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Metra. Predictability is pretty cool. And when you're heading in or out of downtown Chicago, no one's more predictable than Metra. Discover how good it feels to fly by traffic and enjoy 96% on-time performance at MetroRail.com.
Oh! Back outside.
Oh, yes, sir. Give me the hot sauce, Eddie. Give me the hot sauce.
Jarrell Eddie.
Hot sauce. Woo! I know it's preseason, but I can't get too hyped right now. It's the first game. But I'm hyped.
That was a big shot.
Yeah,
too late.
When you're screaming, give me the hot sauce, Jarrell Eddie, now you're going to be because you're at a chicken shack that he's working at.
you're literally asking him for hot sauce.
That's about it. Jarrell Eddie, excuse
give
me.
Give me the hot sauce.
Excuse me.
Six, extra napkins.
6'6 swing man and a vanilla shake on the way out, too, by the way. And as you throw it at him like Coming to America as he tries to catch it. Oh, my God. Cut it out. Bulls preseason is over. The league starts on Wednesday.
It's so hard.
Don't do this, Teddy. It's not hard at all. His family knew they would be back.
Give me the hot sauce, Eddie. Jarrell Eddie.
Who the hell is that?
Well, now you don't have to worry about it.
His family like never even took like the covers off the couch. You know, they knew he'd be back. They're like, yeah, my cousin over there playing with the Bulls, but he's gonna be back, so I'm gonna leave that trash there. He can take it out when he comes back in the house. That's a tough life, man. Like the Omar Cooks of the world.
Hey, I roomed with those guys.
Get to be on a squad and hang out and get the finest of travel and treatment and all
I
those good things.
I spent years of my life
the
around.
Best
all,
drugs for two or 3 weeks.
And everyone's got a story about the numbers game. I would have been in the league.
Politics.
You know, the numbers game. This is why my assistant coach didn't like me. He's like, he didn't like you because you shoot 28% from three.
Politics.
Yeah,
you know?
It's politics. Numbers game.
They had their roster picked out.
It was a numbers game.
Well,
man.
You know, they talked to my college coach, who was a hater anyway, and you know, he kind of put in a bad word. I mean, I never got along with him. You could be a sucker, or you could do it how I do it.
I could fill out the minor league basketball player bingo card. Like a guy who gets every 360 dunk is like, mm-hmm. Yeah, they wanted me to. They told me to stop dressing like a thug, and I said, "This is how I dress."
They tried to take the game out of me, man. They tried to take the spirit out of my game.
I'm an isolation player,
dude. I heard Iman Shumpert talking about that on Everyday Struggle a couple of weeks ago, and he says, "I'm a 3-and-D guy." He goes, "Of course, I want to score 30, and I probably could on a bad team." But he goes, "Everyone needs to know their role." Everybody's got a role. Mine is to shoot three-pointers and to play defense. And now that they have put Dwayne Wade and Derrick Rose on that team, his is to wave a towel for a very long time for a lot of money.
The 206 texter says the quote from, he did a very good job with the bullpen until the ninth, is like saying he drove really well until he T-boned that bus full of senior citizens.
Right.
Here's Ryan in New Lenox on the score. Hi, Ryan.
Hello.
Okay, let's go, Ryan. Hey.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to talk about the difference between manager's role and how they're viewed during the regular season and the postseason. You know, going into the regular season, sabermetricians might say that a good manager might net you 3 wins over the course of a season.
Maybe.
But then when you get to the postseason, maybe. When you get to the postseason, you know, it seems like every little thing is scrutinized and it all falls on the manager. Why do you guys think that is?
Because the games mean more.
Yeah, every pitch means more.
Yeah, nothing comes out in the wash in the postseason. Everything is scrutinized because everything is magnified.
Right. So you don't think more of it should fall on the players?
I mean, I think enough falls on the players, but like Dan mentioned, every move, like you don't care about a move in game 101 with a long reliever in mind.
Right, or a Tuesday night in April against the Reds.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
if guys aren't performing, that's fine. You know, I think, Ryan, I think guys haven't performed, and Joe has been, he's been easily questionable. Like, during transition, we talked about Jose Quintana. Jose Quintana's one rough inning and a low pitch count isn't a reason for me to run from Jose Quintana. I'm sorry. This is the guy that you're going. This is one of, is going to be one of your horses for the next couple of years. I feel like you find out, and I know his wife was the one who had the health scare on the plane, so maybe things might have been happening to him. But hell, you're in the second and third inning. You're thinking about the baseball game.
This steely-eyed Colombian Jose Quintana.
This segment's brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention, diabetics! Now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home, free delivery and a free meter. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. We'll say good evening.
Yes, before that, I apologize. The league starts tomorrow. Tomorrow's the first night. Celtics, Cavaliers, Rockets, Warriors, and then everybody else starts playing after that.
All right, we'll fold Lawrence Holmes into the mix with some transition next on The Score.
This is Kyle Hendricks. Listen to every Cubs playoff game on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Official radio home of the Cubs.
Coverage brought to you by State Farm. Proud partner of the Cubs. You're my
seal. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. You get locked into long-term contracts and then stuck writing huge checks with no way out. And then it's a kind of robbery in itself. It can cost you thousands. Now there's a smarter way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. Guys you can trust. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, and you can start or stop service anytime you want. They earn your business every day with their incredible service. 24/7 monitoring is only $14.99 a month. That is three times less than most other companies. How do they do it? Well, SimpliSafe cuts out the middleman, and you get 24/7 monitoring and police dispatch so you know your home is safe around the clock. No long wait times. You can pick up your SimpliSafe system from Best Buy today and have your home protected in just a few hours. It's unbeatable protection at a great value, and there are no contracts. Get SimpliSafe today at your local Best Buy and save $50 on the Protect package. Hurry! Offer ends October 21st or visit SimpliSafe.com to learn more. That's SimpliSafe.
That Bears t-shirt isn't just a t-shirt. It's a badge of honor that shows the world who you stand with on game day. And you can get it for 20% less when you have a Chicago Bears PNC Visa debit card.
Visit PNC.com/Chicago Bears card for details. An annual fee of $10 will be assessed to the primary checking account associated with the card. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There were a lot of good things to enjoy about Mitch.
I'm just glad that dude's not holding a clipboard. Remember when everyone was advocating, hey, take it slow, you can learn more on the bench. Shut up.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I don't trust their bullpen at all. Do you trust their bullpen? I think anything can happen. I think anything often does happen. So I think it's Wade Davis. I think that's still the guy you trust in a save situation.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm just worried that now, instead of saying, hey, nothing's going to happen this season, let the kid, let's feed him everything he can handle. Let him make mistakes. He needs to calibrate his targeting system. Takes mistakes to know what is open and what is not open on this level.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That defense is playing its arse off. They don't stop, and they hit. You had a lot of guys doing some good stuff and a lot of big hits in that game.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
CBS Tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago sports station.
Lawrence. Your team blows. This segment brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. Transition brought to you by Webb Chevy. For a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn.
I mean, if you're getting blown out at the crib by Rutgers,
that's tough.
Maybe you haven't stopped the downward trajectory of the program quite yet.
Put a floor in.
Still cleaning out.
Oh.
Put a floor in anytime.
Yeah, Rutgers doesn't even play football. Like, that was all like ski ball dudes and foosball.
Ski ball scholarship.
Right, well, yeah, that's not even football
I
anymore.
I mean, they're the oldest college football team, though, right?
That's
Rutgers, Yale,
Princeton, matter.
Maybe Princeton, Rutgers, Princeton. Yeah, yeah. New Jersey, two New Jersey teams,
yeah,
right?
So
yeah, those. Sure. I mean, I was yeah.
University
I
of Chicago in, ain't recruiting any more Heisman winners, though.
That's true. Well, they can't because they're D3, and I know some coaches want to go back to the D3 model.
Is that right?
Well, Lawrence is going to be continuing our Bears / Cubs Monday today.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, man.
Adorned in red. Yeah. He's a vision of red today.
A little bit of yellow.
Which is a color of love. I feel like a love show is getting
and
ready.
Blood. I don't think that's going to happen, Jay.
No? Not love in the air?
Especially when it comes to some of the decisions that were made and the answers to questions about said decisions.
I mean, stuff like, well, social media, this. You're talking every aspect of the most mainstream of mainstream media to hide behind it being social media?
Well, that was the way the question was posed to him. George asked him the question that way.
It's easy for him to dismiss it instead of just answering the way he should, which is, I screwed up and I need my guys to pick me up sometimes.
My whole thing is, you say that you don't want to bleep hump your guy, but you got him up. Like,
put him in.
You actually did what you said you were trying not to do.
I think if we look at the things that he's said as opposed to the things that he's done, I'm sure there are a lot of those instances.
Yeah, it's just there's some other factors in here, too. Like, if we just want to go from a baseball standpoint, like, how about this? I think the number is six. Like, it's around six. John Lackey's first inning ERA.
Yeah.
And now you're asking him to pitch back-to-back days. And you're asking him to come in the middle of an inning.
Inherited runners.
All things that you wouldn't ask someone who's never done this before to do.
And that he says he doesn't want to do to somebody like that.
And
correct.
When you do this, you're telling Hector Rondon, don't expect to be in any big situations for me.
And why'd you get him up? I mean, there's so much weirdness about the way that he handles He handles the bullpen. And Jay, I'm
believed in CJ Edwards real quick again, though, didn't he?
And CJ,
he earned it.
He made him look good by going out there, and he looked great. He's back to being filthy McNasty yesterday. But the point you brought up about Quintana, and I don't know if I'd love to have this discussion with like Theo or Jed sometime in the offseason about,
I would say, freely about it.
At a bar.
Maybe at a bar on the idea of the rush to take a starter out. It's almost like, well, you know what? He gave up a run. Now we've got to go to the bullpen.
It's weird old stuff, man.
Well, why don't you see what happens next, especially since you don't trust your bridge to Wade Davis?
That was my whole point in transition.
If you don't trust the bridge to Wade Davis,
why are you rushing to the bridge?
Right. why are you going to that awful bridge with the
we
ugly
must get
gnome
to this rickety
underneath
bridge?
It?
Right.
Somebody get MC Shan on the phone as well and find out if the bridge is over.
The bridge is over.
Yeah. Dave East is pretty good. I think he's a Queens native.
No,
I mean, Ron Artest Jr. is getting ready to play ball on a high level.
Queens MCs, man. Something about them. They sound different.
Yeah. Yeah. It's because they're better at it than those Bronx bums.
Fat Joe just perked up. Yeah, and he's like, I'm coming for Jay. Wow.
Fat Joe's got another one, by the way. Fat Joe will drop a hit on you once a year. And you're like, oh, yeah, Fat Joe's got one.
Have you heard the new Woo yet?
No, Redman and Method Man song I heard.
People say part of it? Yeah, it's Meth is like, I don't know if he stopped smoking pot. But he's like on
clear-headed.
It.
Yeah,
he's like on it. Did you see
Who
him on DC Samara?
A clear-headed Method Man.
I do.
No, he's a talented dude.
He's got a lot to say. Red too. Like and on that track.
Also, the most overrated member of the Wu-Tang Clan.
Meth,
without question. Without question. The most overrated, and that's not saying he's not good.
I'm thinking this through.
Oh, Ghostface is the best.
Ghost is just
right.
Tanny with a fist pump there.
Ghost and Ray are the tandem, and the jizz is right there.
I'm gonna keep that for the GIF next time we host. It will be Ghost and Ray. Yeah,
I'll throw Inspector Dex bars up there anytime you want to talk about Method Man with me. And then you've got, you know, one of RZA's 75 personalities and, you know.
And ODB.
And you God, who they just let find the
come
girls.
On through.
Yeah, exactly. I've had this NWA argument with people before where I put
Ren above Cube?
Dre ahead of Ren.
No.
Not a chance.
Not a chance. Never.
Okay. Not a chance. Dre's the best rapping producer of all time.
We actually
Lawrence, was this on your watch? Did they have a Lil Wayne versus Ice Cube Friday?
That was Herb's thing. Herb was talking about that.
That was the thing.
Wait, no. What was the thing, though?
The thing was that he was trying to figure out who to put in his top five, and he couldn't figure out between Ice Cube or Lil Wayne. Well, you know what's funny? I was thinking about
Hold on, before I say the wrong thing here.
A lot of layers there.
There really are.
There's a ton of stuff.
But isn't it obvious?
Well, here's the thing. It depends on your criteria. Because here's the one argument I will make for Wayne. The one argument that for a 3-year stretch.
He was the hottest thing the rap has seen.
And the
amount of material that he put out. No, the answer is Wayne.
He was on everyone's record.
The answer is Wayne, even though Q was the godfather.
Don't confuse activity with accomplishment.
But it was so much accomplishment.
It was, I mean, he was
it's
on.
It's a lot of activity, but a lot of accomplishment.
He was everywhere.
Oh, and man, and those I love, Carter mixtapes?
And
stop
I love
it.
What Wayne said. Wayne said stop he it. Was never going to turn down anyone who came to him and was like, can we do a collab? It didn't matter who it was. He was like, I'm not turning it down.
It's like Michael Caine of rap.
That's a great point. Dan just gets in there and gets a windmill slam in and just puts his jersey back. His swingman's jumpsuit back on and sits on the bench.
I know my role.
Dude, did you see Vince Carter? Vince Carter in warmups yet last night did a 360 windmill dunk.
41?
41 years
two
old.
2 decades younger.
Yeah.
That's dad out there playing
He's on the
with
Kings
you.
Just getting a check with Zach Randolph and those boys. George Hill's getting paid $20 million. Oh, I can't wait till we start talking about the
Did you guys, see Cuddy rally the Dolphins yesterday?
Yep. I did not.
Yep.
I did not.
Cuddy rallied the Dolphins.
He's got
two touchdowns.
He's got two or three
down.
Of those
yeah,
in a
lots of consternation in Atlanta, too, over what's going on with that Falcons bunch.
Dude. You playing like that at home?
Uh-huh.
That's not the first time they've looked like that at home, too.
Absolutely.
This is supposed to be one of the best two or three teams in the NFC again. I thought they would get back to the NFC Championship.
Especially with Aaron Rodgers out.
Oh, of course.
The NFL is...
Weird.
It's so strange.
It's weird.
Like when you have the Jets and Patriots playing for first place. Like, think about that.
It's crazy. Josh McCown.
What about McGowan?
Exactly.
Yeah, he turned back into David Pumpkins real quick yesterday.
L's got a big show coming for you.
Thanks to Zach Zaidman, Joe Sheehan, Dan Pompey, Dave Cameron, and Rich Campbell. We'll talk to you tomorrow from the plaza outside Wrigley Field.
All right. We want to thank our people, our video director, Brian Gertz.
He does not get touched on the ground. So this will be interesting. Ron back at home.
Let's bring Dean Blandino back in. Dean, if he just got a piece of him, a fingertip, is that enough to make
sure the tackle stands as called?
Let's not.
Where are the lentil soup? Can I get another ladle full of lentil soup?
Dean, if we could, I'm trying to talk to the Dean, and if possible, okay, we have it.
All
now.
Right, thank you for interrupting me.
Oh, how about that sideline reporter at the beginning, too?
Oh, Christina
Pink. That was tough.
I can tell you like what happened to her.
We don't know what happened.
She wasn't expecting some of the sound that she was hearing.
Still, though.
And it went.
You gotta land the plane. line. Just inject.
Correct.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. All right. Say your last line
and get up out of there.
Right. And say that you're Sergio Dip and be done with it.
Executive producer, Nicky the Kid, Nick Szepkowski.
Let's go down to the sideline. Christina Pink is standing by. Christina.
Well, hey, Sam, the focus has been on Mitchell Trubisky making his second start, but take a look around the Bears' offense. The youth movement does not stop at the quarterback position. He'll be taking snaps from a second-year center, handing the ball off to a pair of running backs who are both mostly in their second career, second season. Mitchell Trubisky will be handing the ball off to those two guys. The pair of wideouts are both in their first
see the noise?
Career starts. Like that, makes offensive coordinator nervous, but not Dow Loggins.
Just stop talking.
Thanks, Christina.
Hug it. Chug it, football! And our audio overlord, our salt and sound, the man, the myth, the legend, Chris Tannehill.
Oh, trying to get a bunt down. It is down. That's a beauty. Rizzo's throw is just in time. And the first ever sacrifice bunt for Brandon Morrow comes in a postseason game. In the postseason, I should say.
It's not a sacrifice bunt because Charlie Culberson decided not to move.
That's my bad. I was so excited about the bunt.
Hey. No, the bunt was perfect.
I always look at things that aren't on the screen or on the field.
Why are you excited about a bunt?
Because he was busy taking a nip before the commercial break ended. That's what it was. All right. So for Nicky the Kid, Brian Gertz, Chris Tannehill, Dan Bernstein, I am Jason Goff saying thank you for listening to the show. Lawrence Holmes is coming up next. Thank you once again for listening to 670 The Score.
We'll be at the park at Wrigley tomorrow.
Yes, sir. See you tomorrow.
I want you to know it's over.
Well.
It's the model year end savings event now at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. All remaining 2017 Chevys have been tagged with extra savings. Hundreds of new Chevys at their best prices of the year. 2017 Silverados now available with $10,000 off MSRP or 25% off MSRP on select new Impalas, Sonics, and Sparks. And if that weren't enough for you, you can get 0% financing for 72 months on a great selection of new Chevys. But you have to hurry. The remaining 2017s are going fast, so stop in today. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, they are the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you. Offer includes rebates and incentives available to all fine new roads.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That defense is playing its arse off. They don't stop, and they hit. You had a lot of guys doing some good stuff and a lot of big hits in that game.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Monday.
My name is Alex Riley, and this is the story of my life.
SNL's Bobby Moynihan comes to CBS.
Your life's a mess. You're living in my garage, so I no longer have a man cave.
No, you do. There's just another man living in it.
He's a divorced dad.
Whenever I hear this song, it makes me think of a girl.
Mommy?
No, Mommy's song is Psycho Killer.
In the fall's most inventive new comedy.
Is that a wheel?
Yeah, I was trying to reinvent it. It turns out you can't.
Me, Myself, and I. Monday, only CBS.
The verdict is in. Tuesday's new hit drama is Bull.
Here comes the fun part.
He's not a lawyer.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You have to tell the truth effectively.
He's a jury consultant.
I change juries' minds for a living.
Critics say Michael Weatherly is charismatic.
I'm a big fan.
Witty and hilarious.
It's great to be me, isn't it?
It's a bullseye.
I'll see you in court. I'm looking forward to it.
Michael Weatherly is Bull. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
When this world seems complicated...
Did you hear that?
...confusing...
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
...and out of control...
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm just worried that now, instead of saying, hey, nothing's going to happen this season, let the kid, let's feed him everything he can handle. Let him make mistakes. He needs to calibrate his targeting system. Takes mistakes to know what is.